Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Kids sleeping on the floor, pets held in tiny cages, and this entire bathroom for a family of five. Add some teenagers who can't fit, children calling their beds coffins, and you're still just scratching the surface of the worst van life TikTokers. Take for example Red, White, and Bethune. They gained 11.4 million views by showing how terribly unspacious their kids' beds were. This should be illegal. Those kids are gonna suffer in that space, man. To make matters worse, the beds had rock climbing holds instead of a ladder, which their daughter almost fell from whilst trying to show they were easy to use.
So Molly's going to demonstrate getting in the bucket and show you just how easy it is.
How will they get down in the middle of the night when it's dark and they want to use the restroom urgently? What if they fall and hit their head? These so-called bunk beds were actually just shelves, yet the family still defended them as being spacious. At the same time, get this.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Yes, the parents have a king-size bed.
The reason why we put a king-size bed in our bus is because it's our lounging area.
As well as a massive desk for editing TikToks, forcing the kids to do their schoolwork on a tiny kitchen table. If they don't help out with the van, the kids are punished publicly.
Last night, Molly chose not to do her chores. And if our kids don't do their chores, they have consequences.
Which the parents still defended even after heavy criticism.
Yes,
our kids have consequences. Yes, if they don't do the chores, they're going to have to pay.
And to the trolls, keep on talking shit, and I'm going to keep on posting. See you guys on your For You page.
But wait, it still gets worse. Everything we've shown so far is in this bus here, yet they also have a van to take on holidays, which has even less space than the bus.
Come take a peek inside and see what we've done.
The van doesn't have a bed for everyone, meaning one of the kids sleeps on this leather chair. Maybe there'd be a bit more space if they didn't own four massive dogs, which are shoved in a tiny cage below the bed, yet they still have more space than the toilet. It's covered by nothing but a thin fabric sheet and sits right in the middle of where everybody lives. They call the vehicle their vancation home, meaning when the kids get tired of living in the first van, they're blessed with a trip in an even smaller one. Family of Nomads doesn't have this problem. In fact, they first went viral for how much space they had, leading to comments such as, "I don't understand why y'all don't just buy an apartment. It's way cheaper than this." People came to their defense stating, "There is literally no reason to be mad at this, except for maybe how their kids were living." They'd show their room in this TikTok, with the most notable part being that their eldest Addison was a 15-year-old teenager. You should ask your daughter how she feels that she has no privacy. At an age like hers, I'm sure she wants her privacy. Addison hates you. Just because this RV is nice and there's room for their clothes, it's no way to live. I'm sure the teenager would love to have privacy. Get her a curtain or something. Well, the family did exactly this.
We did install these curtains over each of their bunks, so they have a little bit of privacy.
But it was still just one of many other problems. The kids were in a homeschool program, yet it seemed most of their education was just walking through national parks where the parents thought they'd learn about life.
Our lives are one gigantic field trip, and so a lot of what the kids do is by learning from experience. So for example, today we went to a national park and they completed the Junior Ranger program, and it's incredibly educational. They're learning history from visiting different places around the country, and days that we are not going out exploring, they do a traditional homeschool curriculum, and then the days that we're exploring, we still count those as school as well.
So they just learn US history? Lol, when they go to college, they'll be in for a shock. Oof, that's scary. There's a reason schools aren't one giant field trip, and this is a very good point. Schools are for more than simply learning subjects. They help build social circles and prepare kids for a disciplined way of life, both of which are neglected when strolling around the country. But the kids did have other challenges, like cleaning out the rat cage that stunk out the van.
We live in a camper and our three kids have three pet rats, and I would be absolutely lying to you if I said that it does not smell bad. Usually it's the kids' job to clean the rat cage, but about once every month or two, my husband and I will clean it, and it just gets really gross.
As well as collecting firewood, as seen in Addison's day in the life. Yet people were still convinced she's gonna run away at 16, yet the mother went on to state, "I honestly don't know a single unhappy RV kid." She'd even post the following TikTok to try and convince the audience.
A lot of people ask us if the kids actually enjoy traveling full-time and living in the camper, and I will have to say that while we were at the RV show in Tampa this week, Grace and Addison both went around and looked at campers, because their plan is when they move out, they want to live in a camper together and travel the country.
Until another video told a different story.
Addison has struggled with their mental health for many years. Addison is currently back in treatment and won't be in our content during this time. To protect Addison during this time, we would like to ask for privacy on this matter.
Perhaps the daughter was unhappy for a totally different reason, yet there was still more evidence that she despised the van.
For Addison's 15th birthday, the only thing they wanted was to go to a hotel.
The video has since been deleted, although after arriving at their hotel, twice Addison mentions liking doors in the video, a hint at them having less privacy in the camper. With conflicting messages about Addison's happiness, people commented, "I can't wait for this gen of van kids to grow up and share their thoughts with the world," although this had happened much sooner than expected. On the r/offmychest subreddit, an anonymous account made the following post.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
A teen in a full-time RV living vlogging family, and I can't stand it. I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate being homeschooled. I hate not being able to maintain a social life. I hate having so little privacy. I hate having to pretend to be happy with this. We travel full-time. I know, it sounds like a dream. I thought so too, but it's an effing nightmare. I just want a private, normal life, but no. They had to ruin it with their crunchy way of parenting. It's all fake, by the way. Not what I meant when I said I wanted to take up acting. I'm frustrated all the time. I'm tired all the time. I'm bored all the time. Please stop supporting these channels. Stop buying into it. It's ruined my life and I can't say anything about it. In comments, the poster clarified, I'm between 15 and 17 years old, and they were the oldest of three siblings, hinting it was Addison from Family of No. Nomads. Exactly who the poster was has never been confirmed, yet only a couple of months later, the family announced they were instead buying a house. Family of Nomads recently quit van life. Their kids seemed the happiest they'd ever been, while the parents were in tears as the RV was stored away. The eldest daughter has since vanished from the videos, with an unrelated comment summarizing what van life's like for kids. RV kid here. Let me tell you, RV is hell for children. I've been living in a camper with my three brothers and parents, and these past 2 years have been an absolute detriment to my mental health. Yes, it's an amazing opportunity I've been given to have seen all the places that I have, but I cannot recall a single positive experience anywhere I've been. I receive little to no education, and I'm scared I won't be able to pass my GED. I'll probably be repeating high school once I turn 18. The Happy Caravan, however, clearly ignored this warning. They began by documenting their life as a family of 12 and were mostly liked by the audience until revealing they lived in a tiny apartment. Is that legal, having so many in a two-bedroom? Why would you make the choice to have a family of 12 but not be able to provide them sufficient room/space, although their holiday setup was somehow even worse? They'd fit the entire family into one single Airstream, gaining 12 million views by showing how they slept. The three daughters were on a table converted to a bed, while another two slept below their brother, who was sleeping in a bunk. A different brother slept on the couch, the baby in its cot, and of course the two parents had their own massive bed. So what about the last two kids? Well, they got to sleep directly on the hardwood, described as not perfect but more comfy than a tent. You have two kids sleeping on the floor just for vacation and we mix it up. In our YouTube video, Dad is on the floor, which by doing some digging was seemingly true. Hilariously, after being criticized, the parents magically found Enoch a blow-up mat in the closet, but for the most part, the family isn't all that bad, especially compared to wild family life. They've been called the most hated van life family on TikTok, mainly for their bizarre family dynamic. The page is run by Mother Nadine, who lives in a van with her three kids, along with both her ex-husband and her new boyfriend, who she refers to as a homeless junkie she met on the streets. According to her TikToks, they're not polygamous but live together in harmony, being able to do so because they have the biggest front yard. The criticism, however, always extends to the kids. They call their education program homeschooling, world schooling, travel schooling, adding they help whenever necessary, but they don't follow any official program.
Technically, I don't follow any curriculum, but we have this app my kids learning with. They set their times each day. They do that by themselves. There's nothing I have to do.
Help them if needed explains everything. Doomed to fail. They'd respond to the hate with the world's most hippie message.
The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion.
Adding their kids are extremely satisfied with the life that they're living.
People think, oh, poor children. But trust me, my children, they wake up with a smile in their face. They go to bed with a smile in their face.
Yet it's perfect to finish with this comment here. When I was a child, I would have been very happy to eat nothing but candy and potato chips all day. But my mother did not let me because she knew better. It's a parent's job to do what's best for their children, not just what makes them happy.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.